Welcome back to The Upswing. I'm Jeff Sherman. Thanks for being with us on this Monday, on this Veterans Day. You know, as you start every week, it's really easy to just kind of go through the contact list and touch base with the people that you need to on a business side or on a personal side. But today, kind of go that extra mile. Find the veterans in your life or friends and family with veterans in their family and make sure you reach out. Just send a text, send an email, make a phone call. If there is any day to do so, it is today. Joining us now is Taylor Hibble, creative director at Exterior Pros. Taylor, any veterans in the family for you?
Not directly, but we have a lot of employees that have veterans or were veterans. We also like to honor veterans or active military on an everyday basis. So we offer a 10% discount for all military past and present on any of their exterior projects.
All right. Very good. I love it. So how do you see, as you just kind of look in a wide lens, the home remodeling industry evolving in southeastern Wisconsin right now?
Yeah, it's a great question, especially after the last few weeks with the election. Yeah. So for the rest of the year and beginning of 2025, I'm actually expecting a solid uptick in the home remodeling industry. I think no matter what side you are on politics, there's no doubt in saying that homeowners have more of a solidification on what's going to happen the next 4 years with the economy. And there's just not any unknowns. We were talking about how everything seemed like it was on hold or pause for a few weeks.
Yeah.
I think the election shakes up a lot of our industry and what people want to do with their homes, whether they want to buy something else or do I stick the money into my home? Do I just sell it as is? You know, what do I want to do with my investments over the next few years? So
what as you're hearing from customers, what are some of the top questions and challenges that you're getting right now?
I think the biggest thing is price. We keep seeing price increases. We're taking price increases from our suppliers and our manufacturers, and everybody wants to know, well, how much is it going to cost? Or if I wait, will it go down? We've never seen it go down. It seems to continuously rise. So we try to educate our customers on the investment that they're making and making sure the time is right for them.
And I mean, there's implications on the consumer and the business side on that. Like do you lock in prices now from your suppliers or do you wait? And you don't want to hold on to that inventory if you know that you won't need it in the future.
Right. Yeah. So, I mean, our warehouse, the supplies that we have is very limited that we keep on in-house. So we need to make a decision business-wise. Do we pre-order a lot of things and hope that we can sell it in a timely manner and make room in our warehouse? Right. Or do we just continue to take these increases and order things as the jobs come in?
Yeah. So what are some of the trends you're seeing now in the remodeling industry for homeowners?
Yeah, that's a great question. We have always primarily been a roofing and window company. However, we've seen a lot of siding jobs this year. People are they're wanting to transform their home in the way that it looks.
Because it's a quick way to kind of give the home new life,
yes,
and new appeal instantly.
Yep, yep. Yeah. A lot of blues and grays we're seeing, yeah, deeper colors. People are upgrading from that white or that neutral that a lot of
the
homes are built
with. Blue and gray
home.
They're like everywhere now.
Yes,
that is still the hot color.
You drive through a new neighborhood and it is the blue with the white trim. Every house
I'm
on the
sticking
street.
With our white. I'm sticking with the white for now.
Yeah, so that's a big thing that we've been seeing. A lot of exterior color, a lot of color trends, black and white. We're seeing a lot coming into 2024. And then also a lot of people are upgrading their wet spaces. I don't know if it's because everybody was trapped inside during COVID and they realized they didn't like their bath, but we're doing a lot of bath upgrades. It's something that we added a few years ago to our product line, and it's actually taken the number third spot as far as what we sell. So people really like our wet space transformations, and it's a great home upgrade.
All right. When we come back, I want to get some of your kind of the common misconceptions for homeowners around roofing and siding projects, and want to dive into kind of the big charitable event and presentation happening at Exterior Pros. This is The Upswing, and you're listening to WTMJ. Welcome back to The Upswing. I'm Jeff Sherman, joined by Taylor Hibble, creative director at Exterior Pros. Taylor, thanks for taking the time this morning. I appreciate it.
Yes, of course.
So what are the misconceptions around roofing and siding projects for homes? We have an older home. I know the siding needs to be replaced, but I don't know. Sometimes it's just kind of an overwhelming process to go through so many different options. I don't know, like, where's the ROI going to be? What's the time going to be? You talked earlier about pricing. Like, there's just a lot to take in these terms, in these big decisions.
Yeah, I think there's a few misconceptions in our industry, but the main one is that every contractor is the same, even if they sell the same products. I think the number one thing homeowners can do is vet your contractors. There's still so many different factors that differentiate a contractor from each other, even if they do sell, you know, let's just say GAF roofing. You can get GAF roofing from a big box store and go buy all the supplies there and install it with no insurance or no accolades. So I think really looking at, you know, their insurance policies, do they have certified installers? Do they have good reviews? That's a great thing to look at. How is their culture as a company? All those things drive the overall company and their quality of service. And so don't just look at the products they sell. If you're interested in a specific product or brand, you should look at the company as a whole as well, because it's all the things that they carry additionally to the product that makes the difference.
Yeah, look at the accreditations, look at NARI, look at the other things on the website. Really, do your homework like anything. You want to call your neighbors. You want to look online. It's a process, and you want to make sure you have all the information at the table.
Right, right. I think there's one more misconception with that too, is that every project is the same. You know, even if you've done a project before at a different home, every home is different. And just because a product was good for your last home or for your neighbors next door doesn't mean it's great for your home. So really getting a contractor that is educated on the products that they're selling and that can educate you and go, look, you had this on your last house. Yes, it was great there, but it might not be great here. That's the quality of service that you're paying for when you go with a contractor like us.
Yeah. All right. Let's go back a couple of years to when your mom founded the company. Did you know, like, as you're getting older and your career was progressing, that you were going to join the family business?
I did not. I graduated from MIAD right down here downtown with an architecture degree and was working as a designer. And if you would have told me 5 years ago I would be here, I would have told you were crazy. But yeah, she started the company in 2012. She's always been an entrepreneur. She was in the insurance industry and noticed, you know, with referring customers that there just wasn't a lot of great contractors out there. And they started it like Hard Knocks, knocking doors. They were working a storm territory. We had just had hail come in the Germantown area in 2012. And her and my dad went out and started knocking. And we started as a storm restoration company. And 13 years later, we have 7 different product lines. We have both the retail and restoration side. So if you're looking to change something out of pocket, we can help you there. If you're looking to go through insurance, we can help you with that as well. And it's really taken off. We're 100% woman owned, and 80% of our leadership team is women. And we take pride in that.
I love it. I love it. So what's happening on Wednesday, a big charitable event and presentation? And is there a personal connection to this?
There's not a specific personal connection, but I think everybody has their own connection to cancer, breast cancer specifically. So as October rolled around, we decided we wanted to do something for charity, and we thought nothing better than to think pink. So we launched the Exterior Pros Turning Pink campaign. We turned our logo pink. We signed up our entire staff. We were going to walk in the Susan G. Komen walk downtown. We had over 70 employees and family members that all drove down, and unfortunately it got rained out. But we continued our campaign and donated 5% of all sales of the month of October to Susan G. Komen, and we're presenting that check to them on Wednesday. So it's going to be upwards of $30,000. We're very proud of the work that our team has done, and we're excited to celebrate with them.
Very good. Taylor Hibble from Exterior Pros joins us. Congratulations on all your success. Have a great end of the year. And a winter, you know, the change of seasons always has home remodeling on people's minds. Like, ooh, is it time to start exploring? So it's a fun time for sure. I appreciate your time and enjoy the rest of the week.
Yes, thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
All right. Coming up tomorrow on The Upswing, we're going to continue some of our conversations around the price of automobiles. Jim Tolkien from Adam will join us to talk ownership, dealership on a really hyper local level.